For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, our guest on the Cultural Baggage Show was Steve Rolls of the British drug reform group Transform.
It all comes back to their sort of obsession with being tough and not wanting to be accused of being soft by taking anything that could be seen as in any way encouraging, allowing, condoning any kind of drug use. Even though there's absolutely no evidence, and again, something setting up injecting rooms encourages drug use at all. In fact, exactly the opposite. It's shown that by bringing people into the medical sphere, bringing them into contact with services, you can actually encourage them to get into treatment, actually reduce problematic drug use. And because of this sort of virus of American drug war ideology that's spread around the world, all this perfectly sensible, evidence-based, public health-led policymaking just gets rejected. It's been horribly... The whole arena has been horrendously politicized by U.S. drug war thinking and their kind of globe-straddling influence over drug policy generally translated through the U.N. drug agencies, which obviously the U.S. completely dominate. You know, we're pretty angry about this stuff, really. We want to just get on and develop our own drug policies, and we don't want idiots like John Walters barreling on over here, talking rubbish, spouting... factual inaccuracies and, in some case, outright lies, and just, you know, distorting the whole debate. You know, America's done that with regards to drug policy for, you know, almost 100 years now, and it's just got to stop. I mean, in drug policy, as in unfortunately in so many other areas of foreign policy, U.S. Administration, they're the bullies of the world. They have this kind of hegemonic power over drug policy thinking, and the carnage that's creating goes far beyond the UK. It spreads around the world, mainly through the UN drug agencies that help maintain the sort of prohibitionist consensus, but also through the US's own sort of certification system. I mean, people in the UK are just fed up to the back teeth of it, but, you know, unfortunately, on it goes. And here's the drug czar in the UK again. Even though last time the drug czar came over, which was in 1999, I believe it was Barry McCaffrey in those days, he was basically drummed out of the country by protests and people shouting at him, telling to go home. You know, America just has an absolute disaster of a drug policy, huge prison population, worst drug use rates in the whole Western world. You know, $40 billion a year being hosed down the toilet on this total disaster of a drug policy in the U.S. And then they've got the gall to come over to Europe and preach to us about how we should do it. It absolutely boggles the mind, to be honest.
Please see our drug czar wearing the new tinfoil hat we awarded him at drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.